You're listening to The Kelly Jo Show on Talk Jive Radio, a Damondon production distributed by the Institute for Native Arts and Media, a 501c3 nonprofit organization based in Norman, Oklahoma. The views and opinions expressed in this show are those of the individual and do not necessarily reflect those of the INAM organization. Welcome, welcome. It's a beautiful day in Indian country, even if it is a little foggy, like some of us are. But no worries. It's, again, a beautiful day, and if we're able to open our eyes and see it, that is a blessing indeed. Speaking of, and I want to jump right into it here. So, Brittany Garner, I'm ecstatic that she is back. I'm ecstatic that, she's reunited with her family. But there are so many folks out there, and some of you in Jive Nation, that are really unhappy that she was able to come home. And there's so many things, in my opinion, that's wrong with that. I can't even begin to separate them, but I'm going to try. Number one, I don't think folks realize the amount of diplomacy that goes into something like that, especially considering that the international relations, the diplomatic relations between the United States and Russia has been completely iffy, except through the Trump years. And then Russia got got to be real friendly with the United States and probably has all kinds of shit. We're going to get into that in a minute. And not only that, them trying to annex Ukraine, Russia trying to annex Ukraine, and the United States helping the Ukrainians. There's just so much that goes into it. And okay, so let's talk about the prisoner's dilemma, shall we? So one or none. That's not even really what the prisoner's dilemma is, but okay, you can have one of these citizens or you can have none. Okay. There's that. And there's also the folks that are saying that, you know, now these hostile countries are going to be encouraged to take American hostages, American citizens hostage, to wrongfully detain them, right? We don't say take them hostage. We say wrongfully detain now, because that's what happens when the government takes you hostage, you're wrongfully detained. When some militant guerrilla, you know, folks take everybody hostage, then you're a hostage. If it's a brown person or a brown group, you've been taken hostage. But if the government's doing it to you, it's wrongfully detained. See how that works? But we're realizing, too, the need to bring light to this issue, right? And when you look at Brittany Garner's case, that is absolutely one of the things that it has done, among many things, is bring light to those that are wrongfully detained around the world. And Paul Whelan's family, that comes back in the spotlight. And again, as I said in previous segments, Brittany Garner's charges, Paul Whelan's charges, two very, very different levels of criminality. Very different. Those would be different even here in the United States. Okay? And let's get real. In the United States, if she's got a card and a vape cartridge, you know, who gives a shit? Thank God we're starting to not care about such things, even though there are places that are just as draconian as hell. I'm talking to you, Texas. That, you know, still hate weed and punish their own people over it. So glad that Austin has people in Travis County have decriminalized that and fought back for that, but I digress. Another thing with this case, and what baffles me about people being so angry, and it's mostly white people, and this is just the people that I'm noticing that are in my feed are, you know, those people who weren't in the military, but they believe in the military so much that, you know, they like hang out with veterans and go to veterans clubs and like dress in camouflage, and they like anybody would think that they're veterans, but they're not. Okay, you following me? And parents of veterans. Now I get it. Like our families serve. Our military families serve. And so but a lot of the military families are angry about it. Like, we left a Marine behind. And I'm hearing that from guys who weren't Marines, who weren't even in the military. I wonder why. But you've got a lot of senators and you know, congressional Republicans that, you know, let's face it, racist. And if we're talking about institutional racism, this is it at the highest level. When people who are serving us, who are hired, elected to do a job for us, when they're out there and they're talking that nonsense, are they really representing you? You might feel that way. You might feel like, you know, we should have just left Brittany Griner over there and forget about all of it. I don't agree with that. And again, I feel like this case is bringing some very important awareness to this issue, because we often don't think in terms of Americans being wrongfully detained, right? We think about the U.S. government. We know the U.S. government and local law enforcement agencies wrongfully detain us, brown people, Indians, all the time. And I'm not talking about just going to jail. I'm talking about pulling Indians over for the same, you know, pulling the same Indians over just to harass them. Pulling them over, making them late for work, just because a law enforcement officer does not like them. And I'm talking about at the very local level. I'm talking about highway patrol. I'm talking about whoever. When those cops take a disliking to you and they start pulling you over and sitting you on the side of the road and blah, 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 you are wrongfully detained. That covers so many levels of it. But you don't see a lot of non-brown people. You don't see a bunch of, you know, non-natives, non-blacks, white people. You don't see a lot of them being wrongfully detained. Not a lot. I said not a lot. I know there are a few of them that hang out with Indians and people of color, and you guys are a suspect too, you know. And you know that. However, there is a point where that privilege comes into play. There is absolutely a point where it always does. And you can agree or not. I don't give a shit, because I've been there and I've experienced it. And when we look at how many people are so angered, what I think about is, what if that was my family member? What if that was my family member who, you know, was going to play basketball somewhere? I got a bunch of them that play. What if they were going somewhere and, you know, got wrongfully detained for whatever reason? What was his name? Otto Kernsberg. Otto Kernsberger. Was that his name? I'm sorry if I'm getting it wrong. The one that was in North Korea for taking a poster, y'all. For taking a poster. He took a poster off the wall in North Korea. And he's dead. He's a white dude. But he was a Jewish too. That's a factor too, unfortunately. That plays into it, absolutely. And so when we look at these people who are so incredibly angry at us bringing an American citizen home, what does that tell the rest of us, especially those who are having to travel overseas, those people who work for the government? We got a lot of Indians who work for the government. We got a lot of people of color who work for the government. These legislators being really ugly and hateful, and not just United States legislators, I might add. There are tribal leaders who are being really ugly about this. And what I say is, what if that were you? What if that was your family? What if, you know, because it's like I say, in not only the Indians tribe, we're still nomadic. We still like to go. We still like to go different places. Yes, absolutely. But what happens if we're wrongfully detained? If there's anybody that's got a chance of being wrongfully detained, it's me, right? I've already been there. So when that happens, and if you're overseas, do you want a government that you know is going to fight for you and go through those diplomatic channels and get those things done? Or do you want your process of being incarcerated wherever outside the United States? That's a huge fear, right? I'm terrified to be in jail anywhere outside the United States. At least in the United States, there's a fighting chance, sort of, you know, but anywhere else, yeesh, that's a scary, scary, scary thing. And me personally, I would want representatives, no matter who I am, no matter if I'm conservative or no matter who, I want people in there who want to bring Americans home. Do I think that was a good deal for that guy, for Victor Boot? There's so many people. Phil fucking Sims came out. You know what, Phil Sims? Just pipe down. Because the last thing that they need to is other athletes coming out against her coming home. What the fuck? But we are talking about a guy who paid his son's way onto the starting quarterback position at the University of Texas. So we do have to take that into consideration when we're talking about Phil Sims. But, you know, if you're mad that an American citizen came home, you need to ask yourself some real serious questions. Are you mad because it's a woman? Are you mad because she's black? Are you mad because she's a big black girl? Are you mad because she's successful in her area? Why are you mad? Why? And do you even know any other kind of diplomatic operations that are going on now? Do you know about anybody else that's wrongfully detained or incarcerated or being held hostage in this world? Do you know of any other case? Or are you just spouting off your nonsense about this one case? Do you even know what you're talking about when you're talking about how Antony Blinken should have handled this, how Joe Biden should have handled this? That is a precarious thing that they did. They had her very life in their hands, y'all. That's an awesome responsibility. And one or none, that's, I don't know. It's like I said, I'm not a diplomat either. I'm more like, let's send in, you know, SEAL Team 6. I'm more like that, which is probably one of the reasons I would never be president. I'd be like, you know, I wouldn't be as dangerous as Donald Trump with the nuclear codes or classified information, but I would wield my presidential power pretty freely. I sure would. And you know what? Don't lie. I'm sure you would too. But you know what? I would. I'd try to bring the Americans home. I would work. And that's what the State Department does. In case you don't know what the State Department does, one of their many responsibilities is to handle these cases like this. And so it's like I said, I don't understand why people are mad that Brittany Griner came back, other than they don't really understand what's going on, or they're racist. You know, there could be a third option and you can let me know about it. But until then, those are the two that are swirling around in my mind. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of The Kelly Jo Show on Talk Jive Radio. It's a Damn Indian production distributed by the Institute for Native Arts and Media. The views and opinions expressed in this segment are those of the individual and do not necessarily reflect those of the INAM organization. For more information or to donate to help us fight period poverty here at the Institute for Native Arts and Media, you can email nativeartsandmediainstitute@gmail.com. You can always catch past episodes of all shows wherever you get your podcast. Thank you so much for your support.